The New York City Council held a hearing at City Hall today on the Community Safety Act, which seeks to reform stop-and-frisk practices by the NYPD. City Council members gathered at City Hall to have a conversation with the mayor or the police commissioner, but neither showed up. WBAI's Linda Perry has the story.
Inside City Hall in a charged atmosphere, City Council members questioned Michael Best, counselor to the mayor, who was defending police tactics, citing the decrease in the city's murder rates. Councilmember Jemani Williams pushed back.
There are a host of things, including stop, question, and frisk, that are used by the police department to deter crime, to investigate crime, and to prevent crime, and that all of these things together have succeeded.
So the police strategy is a hodgepodge of tactics, some of which may be working and some of which may not.
That's exactly what you said. That is not what I said.
Williams said the police commissioner and the mayor disrespected the entire city by not showing up at the hearing.
We have the mayor's attorney, basically. He's the only person that's here. He can't discuss the merits of the bill. He can't discuss whether it's needed. There were certain questions that he couldn't answer in terms of how things are done in the police department. All he's here to say is that we don't have the authority. And that's like a five-year-old saying, I don't wanna, you can't make me. That's a temper tantrum. We don't need a temper tantrum, none. Even us on this side are trying to have a proper conversation, even though our civil rights and liberties are being violated. We want to have safer streets, and we want better policing. That's a conversation that we can have together, that we should have together. Their policies are not even working, particularly when it comes to shootings, and they have some outlandish claims that it's helped lower the homicide rate, and he can't even answer my question of how that is.
The City Council hearing today was on the Community Safety Act. It has four components. One is to create an Inspector General's post with oversight and subpoena power. There's also a bill requiring the NYPD to explain why they are stopping people and to tell them when they have a right to refuse being searched. Another bill gives people more latitude to sue over biased stops. Councilmember Melissa Mark Veverito says it's important to understand the genesis of the Community Safety Act.
And the impetus is this unwillingness of this administration to recognize that the current practice of stop, question, and frisk is alienating communities, is criminalizing communities, is targeting communities. And I think that unwillingness to work with us and say, look, you know, we have a whole group, primarily African-American, Latino young men, that are being criminalized by this policy. Let's figure out how we can fine-tune it. How can we change it? So that unwillingness has led us to a point where now we've got to figure out what legislative options do we have available to us as a city council. And that's what this package of bills is doing.
The mayor's council says the bill, which would let people stopped sue the city, would create an explosion of litigation. Donna Lieberman of the ACLU doesn't see it that way.
Hopefully that will mean that the police department mends its ways and stops subjecting innocent New Yorkers who are acting above suspicion to being thrown up against the wall and patted down and searched by the NYPD. These bills actually in the long run ought to reduce the legal liabilities of the police department because it will result in policing that is within the law, not above the law.
At one point, the mayor's counselor said, "We believe it is not appropriate for the city council to be legislating NYPD policies." Council member Letitia James, who gave a heartfelt speech at the hearing about youth who were stopped and about how their life changes, disagrees with the mayor's counselor. She says it's hearings like this that can change the way policing is done.
We've not had a lot of hearings related to stop and frisk. It's been, we've had overarching hearings related to the budget and other issues, and we have snuck in our questions related to stop and frisk. But there have not been any deliberative and instructive hearings related to stop and frisk. And so I've been asking for them for years. And so I'm, you know, glad that my colleague, Councilmember Jemani Williams, has come in and has been successful, and we've joined together with the Progressive Caucus and Brad Lander, our chair, and we've come forth with some recommendations, and their argument is that the City Council is preempted and or it's going to usurp the authority of the mayor of the City of New York. My position is pass the bills and let the courts decide, period.
Meanwhile, a video released by The Nation magazine features an audio tape of a youth being stopped and frisked. Three officers use profanity, and they rough up the youth. Councilmember Robert Jackson is beside himself over this.
It's totally, totally unacceptable and should not be tolerated. If I was a commissioner, those individuals would face disciplinary charges, and their unions, and I'm a union man. Let me just tell you right now, I'm a union person. Their unions can cannot defend that type of behavior. No ambits or buts. And so these hearings are absolutely necessary. The pressure brought before by the New York Civil Liberties Unions and other advocacy groups brought about where Commissioner Kelly changed the policy where small personal amounts of marijuana is no longer an arrest, but a ticket, a summons. That's a good thing, okay? And that's the type of pressure that needs to be brought by all, including legislators, to make the change. Even Christine Quinn, our speaker, said that the current stop, question, and frisk policy needs to be overhauled. And I totally agree.
And what's the next step here?
Can we hold this hearing here, then we go out to the hearings in the community, and then we're going to try to move forward on these bills and institute them into laws. The mayor will veto them. We will override the veto. And that's what I said. If we have to go the distance all the way to the highest court, then let's go.
And today there was a victory for the Center for Constitutional Rights. The court denied the city's request to appeal the class action certification in the lawsuit challenging racial discrimination in the NYPD Stop and Frisk program. The decision clears the way for the trial, which is set for March 13th. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.